Viking at School, written by Jeremy Strong and read by Nigel Lambert.
Chapter 1. The Biggest Wrestling Match in the World. Mrs. Tibblethwaite flew through the air, looking rather like an overstuffed rag doll, and landed with an immense thud on the floor. She picked herself up and sighed groggily. It was strange being part of a top wrestling team. She stood and watched as a very large and scruffy Viking warrior zoomed over her head and crashed into the front row of the audience. Mrs. Tibblethwaite sighed again. It was even stranger being married to a real Viking. She climbed out of the ring and tried to pull Sigurd from the laps of three startled elderly ladies, but they clung onto him and threatened Mrs. Tibblethwaite with their bulging handbags.
"We're going to keep him,"
screeched the old lady with huge horn-rimmed glasses.
"You can't keep him," explained Mrs. Tibblethwaite. "We're in the middle of a wrestling match, and besides, he's my husband."
"Well, you can't have him,"
insisted the lady with thick brown stockings, locking both her arms round Sigurd's hairy head.
"He belongs to us. We're his fan club."
It was too much for Sigurd. The prospect of being carried off by three old-age pensioners was a real blow to his pride.
A Viking being kidnapped by women?
It was unheard of. He was supposed to capture them. Sigurd leapt to his feet and scowled at the three old ladies. He'd show them.
"I kidnap you," he cried. "I take you home. Now I have three sleeves."
The ladies looked at Sigurd, glanced at each other, and shook their heads with bewilderment.
"You've only got two arms,"
observed the horn-rimmed glasses.
"So how come you've got three sleeves?"
But before they could say anything more, Sigurd began to pluck them from their seats.
"You're my sleeves,"
he cried, tossing brown stockings over his shoulder.
"You do anything I say."
Mrs. Tibblethwaite shook her head.
"I think you mean slave, Sigurd, not sleeve. Anyway, they can't be your slaves. That sort of thing isn't allowed anymore."
"We don't mind,"
cried the three old ladies, hanging halfway down Sigurd's back.
"We love Siggy. He's our hero."
Mrs. Tibblethwaite shut her eyes and sat down on the edge of the wrestling ring. This was always happening. Whenever they appeared as one of the country's top tag wrestling teams, half the old women in the audience fainted and swooned. They threw their hankies at Sigurd and their pension books, and they always tried to sneak off with him. Suddenly, Mrs. Tibblethwaite was brought back to life by a loud and angry voice from above her head.
"Oi! Are you two fighting us or not?"
shouted bone cruncher Boggis, leaning over the ropes. He had a shiny, bald head, and he was wearing a black spangly leotard with "Mad and Bad" written across the front in silver letters. He reached down with a long, hairy arm and grabbed Mrs. Tibblethwaite by one ear.
"Ow!"
Sigurd dropped the three ladies at once and rushed across to help his wife.
"You leave my tibby,"
he cried.
"You nasty big belly." "Who are you calling a big belly?"
demanded Monster Mash, Bone Cruncher's partner.
"He means bully,"
squawked Mrs. Tibblethwaite.
"He's calling you a big bully. Ow!"